Now the countdown is on to a big night, the Super Values Supermoms final, and we're having a chat with a number of the nominees on the programme during the countdown to that big night that I've just made reference to. And Charlene Dickey is among those shortlisted. Charlene, good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations, you're Super Value Port Stewart, Charlene, and obviously the people up there think you've been doing some great work in recent times, particularly for a charity that you feel is deserving of support, and you've every good reason to have an understanding of the work done by the charities that look after children with cerebral palsy.
We buy Oliver, who's 8 now. When Oliver was coming up to his second birthday, he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. We were basically told there was little hope they would ever walk. We didn't want to give up. We researched and researched. And we found a surgery called the leg dorsal rhizotomy in America that would hopefully, if successful, give Oliver the chance to walk. So we set out a fundraising campaign with a charity called Tree of Hope, who support kids with lots of different medical conditions. So we set out to raise a target of £60,000 to get Oliver to America for the surgery. And it was just way beyond anything we could ever imagine. We almost doubled our target. We got him to America for surgery and he's now walking with two crutches, walking about the house unaided, playing in school with his friends, things we never ever dreamt he would have done because he would have been completely wheelchair bound. So as well as Oliver's life completely changing and our life completely changing, we just hope that our story could have helped other families. So we offer as much help and support as we can and advice to other parents now that are going through the same, who may have no hope, just to let them know that there is hope out there.
It must be very satisfying for you to have put in the effort and to see the rewards, literally see Oliver walking.
Unbelievable. You know, as I say, it's things we could only ever have dreamt of. He couldn't put his feet on the ground. He literally was, the muscles in his body were so tight, he couldn't even stand on his tiptoes. He was practically standing on his ankles. His feet were so turned. You know, it's to see him now with, after two surgeries in America, with flat feet, walking on his own, going to Belfast and playing frame football, you know, things we never ever imagined he would do. Walking across the classroom, going out to the fridge to get a drink out of the fridge, you know, just things you never, having dirty shoes. Things we never ever would imagine that he would have done.
Yeah, that sums it up. The dirty shoes, but that's most mothers say, "Oh, for goodness sake, I don't want him to have dirty shoes." You love it.
I love it. Coming in, you know, dirty shoes, the toes out of the shoes, you know, things that people take for granted. You know, you just, things we never thought we would ever have, and we've got them now because of the surgery and because of the people in Northern Ireland getting behind us and helping us raise the money.
Well, anyone who supported your cause, remind us again of the name of the cause, because people will have supported it and maybe have forgotten. That certainly worked.
It was, we started a campaign called Help We Oliver Walk, and it was fantastic. We had the support of all the local media. We had UTV and everything out as well. It was just unbelievable. We set out sort of thinking, well, maybe we have this done in maybe 6 months to a year. We'd hit our target in 8 weeks. We started fundraising on the 1st of January and Oliver had his surgery on the 1st of July, 2014. You know, from start to finish, it was just unbelievable.
Does he have to get some follow-up surgery, or is there anything else that can be done to improve his walking?
We have a trainer in Scotland, so we go back and forth about four times a year to Scotland for intensive therapies. Because it's such a specialist surgery, there's nothing intensive here in Northern Ireland. The surgery's not even done in Northern Ireland. That's why, as I say, we had to travel to America. It's not widely available on the NHS because of lack of funding. And just there was a period of time there where they were doing clinical trials on it. So that's all being modeled now in research. So because, as I say, it's not a routinely funded operation here, the expertise aren't here. So we go to Scotland four times a year for therapy. He's had two surgeries at the minute. He's had his SDR, which was the big one, and he had hamstring release as well done over there. So at the minute, his muscles and everything's fine because he's up and active, he's growing, but through time he may need possibly in his calves or, you know, something like that. But hopefully we'll not need that for a long, long time. So he's up and he's active and he's getting his stretches done every day. But it's a long drawn out process. He's working hard every day.
And so, Charlene, so are you. But that's what supermoms do. No wonder you've been nominated. It's a lovely story, Charlene. And every joy on the night of the event, we're talking to a whole range of moms. And Lord knows who the winner will be, but everyone is deserving of the nomination, and none more so than yourself, Charlene. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure having you on the programme. Charlene Dickey, shops at Super Value in Port Stewart and nominated for the Super Value Super Moms. A lovely story, isn't it, about the progress that Oliver has made. So if you were contributing indeed to that fundraiser, fair play to you.